What's up? Welcome, welcome. This Lit Podcast where we talk about SCX. Yep, you heard it right. Sex all day. No sugar coating, just straight clear coating. And this your host, EB the Nympho. And my co-host tonight is Miss Gushy. She in my leak room, my sex room. And she being very seductive. She staring at me like she kind of getting a little wet down there. Like every time I speak, her pussy thriving or something over there. You all right over there, Miss Gushy?
Yes.
She said yes. Today's topic is, tonight's topic is, have you ever got caught having sex? Like, getting caught by other people, you know, some exclusive shit of getting caught. Have you ever got caught?
Yeah.
What happened?
I got caught by my daddy, being in his room.
So, you was fucking a female or a male?
A male.
So, what the hell you make you go in his room, your daddy room? And what the hell your daddy was?
He was gone drunk with his girlfriend. And that was my way of looking out for in case he come. And I still got caught.
What did he say when you got caught?
I got my ass beat.
Was y'all naked?
Mm-hmm.
You was like, oh, both of y'all was naked?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what position he caught you in?
From the back.
Oh, he caught you doggy style. Oh, he caught you doggy style. I mean, he's like, what, my daughter? Yeah, it sounded like that was embarrassing there, but.
It was. I ain't gonna never forget you.
How'd a dude look when you got caught?
He got scared and just ran out the door without no clothes on.
He left his fucking clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was dark, but still. He stayed right down the street. So.
Mm-mm. Was the sex at least good? You getting caught?
It was. But still, I ain't doing this shit no more.
I ain't get caught by my daddy. I got caught by this girl I used to talk to. I done called a cab out to the house. She was like, ain't nobody here. Her mama going to Bible study, church or something. So we in there. I'm hunching. I'm getting it. I'm eating everything. I went through a front door the first time. I think I ended up jumping out of her window. I don't know, but her mama bust through that door. And she said, I rebuked you in the name of Jesus. Of the Lord. Looked at the woman. I was butt booty, nigga. I grabbed my stuff and I hauled the ass out that motherfucking window. Do you hear me? I called a cab. I said, he said, where you at? I said, I'm running down the street. I'm putting on my clothes. I need you to come get me. She said, what happened? I said, oh, mama called me. I need you to come get me ASAP right now, before she called the police. Come get me. That was the craziest shit ever. After that, mama did not like me anymore. She shouldn't have provoked me to come. You say some good shit in my ear, baby. I'm coming. I'm jumping through windows, patio doors. I'm not climbing no balconies because now I'm scared of heights. That's not going to happen. Her mom was like real churchy, too. And we was getting it in, too. That was the funniest shit. I was laughing down the street talking about it.
Was y'all in her bed?
Yeah, we was in the female bed. Okay. But her mama must have heard her mom on the song. And she bust through the door. I didn't have time to grab the cover. It was like, I paused like, oh, shit. Oh. Oh, man. And me and the girl ended up talking for like some years, too. That's the crazy. She crazy as hell, too. She was a freak, too. Oh, she was a freak. I used to have sex with her and, like, down the street from my house, ducked off of some of the spots she knew about. She was a freak. She was. They said it was videos out on, but I didn't even ever see a video. I didn't just too much believe that shit. I have to see it to believe it. I just didn't know about that one.
Any other ones?
Of getting caught?
Mm-hmm.
I getting caught. That was the only the only one that was just, yeah. That was bad, though. Because I felt bad because her mama was saying some Bible stuff to me. And, you know, even though I'm gay, you know I'm Baptist. So it's kind of like, I had to question myself, like, is something really going to happen to me getting caught? Because her mama didn't, you know, put the Lord on me. Luckily, she didn't throw holy water on me. Oh, my gosh. Wish she would do holy water on me. That was my ass. Do you know how far I ran? I ran damn near 5 miles from her house all the way up into the Hutter house. That was a run. And it was dark as hell around some curves. And I'm black. So a car could have hit me. Her mama could have came through there flying to hit me. Man, every time I heard a car pass, I ducked in the woods because I thought it was the police. I'm not going to jail. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Your daughter provoked me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have ever did that. But I had an incident, though, with another female. She had skipped school that day. And my auntie stayed right in the house behind her. And it was my cousin done put me on a girl or whatever. Like, she was real cool. We talked for some years. And her mama went to work. Her stepdaddy went to work. So, you know, she done said she sick, she stayed at home. So we in there kissing, you know, making out, ready to do. All of a sudden, we heard a noise. She was like, hide in the closet. And her stepdad like, why you at home? And she was like, I'm sick. That's why I didn't go to school. He done looked under the bed and everything. Man, if that man would have looked in that closet, he wouldn't have found me because I was hiding under the shoes at the same time. But still, oh, my gosh. But when he left, that was a scary shit. I said, hell no, nah, I don't want no sex. I'm getting the fuck on down. Because he was like, I'm about to call your mama now. Oh, my gosh. That was the scariest fucking shit ever. Because her stepdad was beat than a motherfucking her mama mean as fuck.
You finna get your ass beat.
I was finna get my ass beat. And her mama didn't like me. I don't think her mama still liked me. After the fact of us talking forever, like for years. Probably because the daughter got my name tatted on it, too, so. Yeah. I should have just had sex with her. I did all of that. I should have had sex with her. I should have. The first, yeah. We should have did it then. I know it's bad business.
I'm talking about the name part, but anyway.
Well, let us wrap this up. If you want to be guest on Leak Podcast, want to discuss a certain topic, you can contact us at leakbranded@gmail.com or at Leak Podcast on Facebook or on Anchor at Leak Podcast and leave a voice message. This your host, EB the Nympho, and my co-host, Miss Gushy. See you later. We love you.